first, welcome everyone back. My name is Manim. And the truth is that really normally the beginning of the Zman, so Psichla Zman, getting back into things. But when it comes to summer Zman, so really, being that we're already middle of Sphere Seimer, so we're sort of into the swing of things already, hopefully, and moving towards Shavuos, Kabbalah, Sater, it's something that's hopefully we're feeling. And that's what I wanted to discuss, this opinion of Sphere Seimer, and what it's supposed to do for us. I'll start with a question. It's a very interesting question. I never saw anyone ask the question. A lot of people talk about the counting of Sphere Seimer. They speak about why it is that we're counting the days that are past and not the days that are left. Till Shavuos, that's one question, a very popular question, something that's asked. But I have a different question. Lamaisa, we're not counting the days to come. We're counting the days that passed. We count 1, 2, 3. So my question is like this, that if we're counting the days that passed, so why do we count at the beginning of the day? It sounds like an unusual thing. If someone would tell you that in a few days you're going to get something, you know, in 5 days I'll give you a present. Work for me for 5 days and I'll give you X amount of money. So what does a person do at the beginning of the day? He gets up and says, now I'm about to do my first day of work. No. After you work, you say, one down, two down, no, that's where you count. I did it, it passed, I counted. I record the fact that I got something, I went through the period of time, and I go by it. No, that's not the normal way to count. I think that's the normal way to count. So why are we counting at the beginning? In fact, if you want to see a good example of counting at the end, look at the weeks. When do we count the week? When we start Sefirah Seimer, we don't say, this is Yom Rishon Shel Shavuot Rishayma. We say, this is Yom Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Rishi, and then when we get to the end of the week, we say that it's 1 week, right? So the weeks we only count at the end. That's the normal way to count. I just went through 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. No, that's the way we always would count. And for some reason, over here, we're counting at the beginning of the day. Why is that? Interesting art. If someone knows, you know, the truth, I'm interested here. I'll tell you what I thought. It's interesting. The Rishonim say that Shemitah, Yovel, right? There's a counting of Shemitah. We count the years till Shemitah. The Rishonim say the same thing. When do we count the years of Shemitah? At the beginning of the year. There's the first year of Shemitah, the second year of Shemitah. How are you counting? Till 7 years, till Shemitah, so 1 year went by, that would be the normal way to count. And then, and over here you see the same thing, we're counting from the beginning. So that's my question. My question is, why is that? And I think the answer is a crushed answer. That normally, when we count something, so counting means we're just recording what happened. We're keeping a record. After the day went by, so one means, and I have a record of that time. So that's what counting is. Normally, when we count things, we're just recording facts. That's not what Sefirah Seimer is. Sefirah Seimer is not just the Torah is telling you record the amount of days that go by. There are days going by, so record the days as they go by. 1 day went by, 2 days went by, then we would count it then. That's not what we're supposed to do. Counting over here is, it's a different way of experiencing the day. The Torah is telling you, you're going through a day, count it. Mention at the beginning, say, this is what I'm going for. Going through the days of Sefirah Seimer. So as you start the day, as close to the beginning as possible, the Tmimus makes that we do it at the beginning. If we were counting at the end, Tmimus would mean that we would count all the way at the end, not towards the end, right? But okay, we want to do it right as soon as the day starts, we want to say, this is the first day, because we're not just counting, we're not just recording. It's a different way of experiencing the day. That's what I think. Why Shavuos are different? You'll have to think of the Teres, you'll have to ask your Rebbe. There's a hook between the counting of the weeks and the days. In Lomdus, there are differences. Good, you have to think about it. But the days we count at the beginning. And so, that's what I think, that it's something that we need to be experiencing. It's not just counting, it's not just the record. Okay, so what is it that we're supposed to experience? What are we supposed to do? It comes out, which we all know, that if all we're doing during Sefirah Seimer is counting days, then we're not really, I'm not going to say we're not yay to the mitzvah, rather we yay to the mitzvah, but that's not what the Torah wants. Everyone's familiar with the chinuch, we all know, right, that we're counting towards Mount Tabor. So obviously it was something that the Torah wanted us to feel, to experience, that we're moving towards Mount Tabor. They're one day closer and one day closer. So obviously something is going on. I'm supposed to feel something. I'm supposed to experience something. What? What are we supposed to feel? That, so we all know, Chinuch says, that there's supposed to be a certain anticipation, a certain waiting, a certain, I can't wait to get there. It's very interesting. Lashon of Rishonim, Rekeach, says a half of the Gazak, that's Rishonim. Assignment. He says that there's a pasuk, Im Tvakshana Kakesef, who come out, Menim Tachapsena. Im Tvakshana Kakesef means if you'll want it, request it, desire it, Im Tvakshana Kakesef, as much as you desire money, who come out, Menim Tachapsena, and you'll search for it like a hidden treasure, Oz Tavin Yiras Hashem, then you'll come to Yiras Hashem. The pasuk is telling us that there's a certain amount of desire and work that's required to come to Yiras Hashem. It's not something you just find. It's only if you really want it. That's a famous pasuk. He says that there's a remes here to Sviras Haimer. Where's the remes? Im kimat moinim, right? What's mat moinim? Mem pes moinim. Im kimat moinim. Tevakshena means if the mem pes moinim, right? These mem tes, these 49 days that we count, he says that's a remes to Sviras Haimer. That's the lashon of Rishon, the Rekeach. Why is the remes in this pasuk? Pasha. Because that's what we're supposed to be doing with these 49 days. We're supposed to be expressing and experiencing this mem tes moinim that we're counting down, that it's supposed to be a bikush in that the end of the pasuk, ukumat moinim techapseno. We're supposed to be searching for it. We're supposed to be mevakashet. It's not just something that we're supposed to allow to happen. And it's like this with Limurat Torah in general. There's certain things in life that they're nice things. We appreciate them very much. If it should happen, then it's great. We get presents, grandparents, whatever. Give us a present, it's great, very nice. Someone could look at Torah that way too. You know, it's nice. If I get the sugya, someone tells me a good fart, I enjoy it very much. If I can finish the masechta, whatever it may be, it's a great thing. That's a different type of attitude. That's not an attitude of bikush and chippus. The attitude of bikush and chippus is, I need this, I want this, and I'm willing to search it out, I'm willing to do what I have to get it. A different type of attitude, and that's what I think we have to be working towards for Shavuos. It has to be that we're counting, and we're not just, that's the Lashon of B'chinuch. The Lashon of B'chinuch is that it's like an Eved that's waiting till he's going to become free. He can't wait until it happens. It's not just, it'll be nice when it gets here. No, I can't wait. I want to get there. I have that feeling that I need this. I need this Kabbalah Sator. I need Torah. So we have to talk about it in terms of Kabbalah Sator, what it does for us, what exactly Yom Tov does. But before we think about the specifics, just have that feeling about Torah, that there's something about Shavuos that it's going to do for my Torah, for my learning, for my Ruchness, for the whole year. And that something is so important to me that I feel like I need it. Lashon of the Mishnah and others, right? Chazal tell us that Habishesa b'tzomeis divrei, right? About divrei Chazal, Habishesa b'tzomeis divrei, right? What does it mean? Rashi says, like someone who's thirsty for water and he can't find water. So what does he do? I don't know if you ever saw someone who hadn't drank and you're looking, you're walking through the desert or something like that. You find water, you pounce on it. You don't just, you know, mosey over. You go and you start gulping it down because you're thirsty. That's how the sheiseh b'tzomeis divrei. That's our attitude towards Torah. It's something that we have to feel. Sheiseh b'tzomeis divrei. It means, when it comes to a shir, when it comes to a seder, that's not just you. If I get to a shir, if I'm feeling well, if not, if I don't feel well, whatever, this. I remember, you know, through the years of being in yeshiva, people, you know, there were certain shirim that people wouldn't miss for anything. They would go with 103 fever. They would, miss shir. It was something. It's an attitude. This is the attitude of sheisa b'tzama. But I'll tell you what we see from the Mishnah, which is an important thing. The Mishnah is telling us a directive. Habishesa b'tzomeis divrei. That means that the Mishnah is telling us it's something you can acquire. Well, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. This is the way it's supposed to be, very nice. That's not what it's saying. It's telling you this is the way you should be doing it. Habishesa b'tzomeis divrei. That means it's something that we could work on ourselves to acquire to do. And that's what we need to do. That's the avodah of these days. If we don't feel it yet, if we don't feel that we're waiting for Shavuos, we're waiting for that, for the Kabbalah Sater, so then we have to work on ourselves. We have to bring ourselves to that matzav where we feel this shesa b'tzame. We feel that we're thirsty, we want, we need. How do we do that? We push it. That the way to do it is we have to understand what the Torah does for us. And if we understand what the Torah does for us, then we'll appreciate it and we'll want more. If we don't appreciate what the Torah does for us, then of course, we're not going to want it. If something's just a nicety, if something's just a nice thing, a geschmacke thing, so then, you know, it's nice when it comes, but I don't feel desperate that I need it. The only way we feel desperate for something is if we really understand that without this, I'm lost. Without this, there's nothing. If a person really feels that and he understands that that's what the Torah is doing for him, that a life without Torah is nothing, so then the one. He's saying, I can't wait. And even though, It's an interesting thing, you know, we talk about Shavuos. We're in yeshiva the whole year, we're learning the whole time. So what is Shavuos going to do for me? Good, it's something we'll have to talk about, what exactly the Yom Tov does. But it's not an all or nothing, right? It's just, it'll be better, it'll be more. And that's also something we have to know. That if something is so important, then every little bit is important to me. And you see this in Chazal again and again. Chazal is about someone who understood that I didn't understand this sugya, this halacha, and as soon as I found the sugya, I was the simply had over every little prat. Because it's not just all or nothing. If I didn't have Torah, I would be nothing, and now I have Torah, so it's every degree. If someone really feels that Torah does that to his life, then every tesefes, whatever yontif is going to do to me, it's going to make that I understand that much better. I'll be that much more connected. It'll be easier for me to go learn. I want to learn more, whatever it may be. Even though it's only a question of degree, but being that this is the most important thing in my life, without this, my life would be worthless, then I'm going to want every little bit, and I'll be waiting. When am I going to get that another little bit of understanding, of hasmada, of avastar, whatever it is that's going to be in the Shrabba? But that will be my attitude. So that's what we have to work on. We have to try to get that feeling. How do we do it? So I just wanted to say, I'm mentioning it because, you know, we do live in the world and, you know, we see what's going on outside. So I'll use it for an example, just for the Limud Shabbat. Everyone knows probably that, you know, there's going to be soon here in the country Yom HaTzmaut, and there's going to be a certain amount of celebration. And I think it's something we could learn from. But you know what we could learn? Gvalda the limud, and Ma'am Shmatim, the Spirit of Sa'im. The limud is, what happens when you try to live a life without Torah? If you try to build a society without Torah, you end up with nothing. You end up with Gvalda, maybe very much like the Goyim. You build nice buildings, bridges, you can even see, you know, not too far away. But nothing more than that. You end up like the Goyim, with the same problems, the same morality, the same violence, maybe even more. They say that, you know, in Israel there's even more. What's the pshat? The pshat is, you can't build society without Torah. Impossible. Without Torah, it's empty. That's what we should take. That should be our chagigah this week. Now they talk about it, but we should sing how, we should say how, we shouldn't say how. I think we should say how on Yom HaTzmaut. Right after night seder, we should go out on the porch, we should look out there what's going on, we should come back in the base medrash, we should say how. How Avdei Hashem, that we're Avdei Hashem. We should say how. We don't have that. We have something. We're not empty. That's the attitude that we have to have. We don't lead empty, worthless lives, and therefore we don't fall into the immorality of this Baruch Hashem. In our yeshivas, we don't need guards at the, in the hallways, we don't have any metal detectors, we don't need this. Baruch Hashem, we have Torah. We have a different life. And that's before the Limud HaTorah, the Havanas HaTorah, the Halachas HaTorah, just some in Surah Sachayim. Now there's a big Beit Mishpat that they put a sign on the front. There's no sign that says, we reject the Torah. We don't go by the rules of the Torah. Things that the Torah says are also, we say a mutter. And the Beis Din fought, you know, against it. Well, we're not interested. What do you get? That's what you get. We have Torah. We have a different life. We have something. We have a shiris. We have this. I don't have to tell you. You're here already a whole year. You're experiencing every day a different life, a Torah, a simcha with Torah. That's what we have to feel, and we have to believe that Shavuos is going to make that it's even better and even more. But that's not what I'm talking about. The detail of Shavuos. I'm talking about this feeling, wanting it. Let me ask you a question. Why is it so important this year? It's very nice. It's good. Why is it so important? Why is it that have a Shesa B'Tzom Esther Brain? Why do you have to do that? And let's say I know without that. Come to Seder, put my time in, a Chazer, I know. What am I going to be missing if I don't have this excitement, if I don't have this attitude? What's wrong? So Maisa, Mishnah Rabbah says also, Rabbein Yaino, famous Rabbein Yaino, that he says on... I don't know which mission. But Rabbein Yaino says the famous Rabbein Yaino. So he talks about someone, he says, a chacham is someone who's oyev es hachochma, oyev es hachochma. When we want to measure a chochma, how do we measure chochma? Aizel chochma, alayim mikolav, that's the Mishnah. He says, what's the pshat? How do you measure chochma? Normally you say you measure chochma how much a person knows, you faher. You know, mesefta, two meseftas, it's not what it says. It says, aizel chochma, alayim mikolav, what's the pshat? Because someone who's alayim mikolav, he shows us, he doesn't care where it's coming from. I want that chachma. I don't dafka have to hear it from him, from them. I won't talk to him. It doesn't make a difference who tells to me. I want it because I'm an oyev chachma. That's what Rabbi Yonah says on that Mishnah. A chacham is someone who's an oyev chachma. He says if someone's not an oyev chachma, even though he has a certain amount of intelligence, knowledge, that's not a real chacham. A real chacham is someone who appreciates the chachma. He understands the matter of the Chachma. Chazal say, Pasuk in Daniel, it says, Yoiv Chachma Sol L'Chakimim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chachma to people who are Chachamim. Chazal is, what do you mean? Yoiv Chachma Sol. If he has Chachma, and if, where did he get that Chachma from? So Chazal explained. The first step of Chachma is someone who appreciates it and knows what to do with it. If someone doesn't appreciate and know what to do with it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give it to him. You know why? It's pashut, because someone who doesn't appreciate it, it's not going to mean that much to him. He's not going to do the same thing with it. That's why this is so important. It's so important for us to feel this, that we need it and that we want it. You know why? Because then it goes in differently. You experience it differently. Someone who comes because he wants and because he feels this is what I need to do, and he comes down and he learns a sugya, so then the sugi goes in differently, because this is what I need. I need this. I have to take it in. Like someone who drinks, like Hazal say, someone who's shaysa b'tzameh, like someone who's thirsty, just pasha can't get enough. You see, some people are like that. They just pasha can't get enough. And you see that those people, they taka, have her in a different way. And then you have other people, they put in the time, they're there, and everything is relaxed, you know, they get it. Sometimes they can't make it in this, they're not pushing themselves in this, I'm not getting it, but justify that. It's just a different attitude. Somehow it just doesn't go in the same. Because they don't have that avas ha-chochma, they don't have that pikish of the chochma. That's the way the Torah is. The Torah is given over to someone who loves the Torah. That's Lashon Chazal, that the Torah is moser itself to someone who loves the Torah. Which is what we can understand, it's like that with all relationships. Torah is not a chachma like other chachmas. Torah is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who does the Torah give itself over to? Someone who loves the Torah, so then the Torah gives itself over to that person. That person taka has it in a different way. And that's what we're looking to do. That's what we're working on in Sefirah Simon. We're counting that every day we should experience that. Now there's another day that I'm going through, I'm getting closer to Matan Torah. But we should feel it, we should experience it. What do we feel? We're feeling that I can't wait to get that little bit more. It's true, I've been in yeshiva and I'm learning and I shteig, and it's true, but there's going to come a yontif that on that yontif I'm going to get something more. I'm going to have a little bit more, a drop more, understanding, cheshek, hasmada, whatever it is. that I'm going to get, but I'm going to have a little bit more. Another day that I went through of waiting, and then I'm experiencing that, another day of waiting, and another day. So when I come, it's a whole different experience. That's the way we're supposed to experience Torah. That's what Torah is supposed to be. This with this shows its mind of Torah. The guy brings over there the pasuk called Tzame v'chula mayim. That's the tzura of Torah, like a tzame that goes to mayim, in mayim el Torah. That's the way we have to look at it. If we look at Torah that way, it's a whole different experience, a whole new way of taking in Torah. And so that's what we have to do in these days. We have to utilize the time to think about it, learn about Torah, learn about the Kinyanim of Torah, the other things to talk about, the Tikkun Amidus, all the things that Sri Sam represents, but it's all within this framework. That the pshat is that I need to get there because I want that Torah. I can't be without that Torah, not entirely, and every little bit makes such a difference to me. Every shir, every seder, every pesis, every rashi, within reason. One could be mashahu, he's capable, but it's not just because, yeah, if it works, it works. Whatever little bit, every rashi, every one, that's the way the Gedolim are. You see, I'm rushing Gedolim, even in the Gemara, and I'm like I mentioned before, but even till this day, everything they got, every little hasag, it reminds me as I'm standing here reminding the story of Gifter. Gifter used to say sometimes to Talmidim, Gifter would say pshat. He said, on such a pshat, we should dance. So one time when Talmidim says, the Rebbe always says, we should dance. So why don't we dance? He said, you know, you're right. And he used to dance. He used to stood up and he danced with them. Because, you know, every little bit makes a difference. It reminds me also of the story of Shach. Someone who learned by Shach before he was in Panovich. He said that Shach used to wake them up if he used to leave them with a kasha. He used to wake them up in the middle of the night to tell them he found the teretz. He would sit in the base medrash, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, he would find the teretz of the kasha. So he went around. Maybe his assumption was that no one was really sleeping good anyway because they had the kasha on their mind. But I don't know if he was. He just went. He says, "I found the teretz. I got to tell you the teretz. We're holding in the middle of the sugya. We're holding in the middle of a kasha. That's the way we have to be with teretz, with a vart, with a kasha, with a teretz. We're not talking about sechta not himself. We're talking about every little bit makes sense because that's Torah. It's just a whole different, it's a whole different way of relating to Torah. That's the way we have to feel. Again, Shavuos is going to do it for us in a certain amount, but only if we get there because we feel that way, because we understand this, that's what Sefirah Slamer is. It's waiting to get, when am I going to get there? We have to work on it. Like I said, the Mishnah says you can do it. Have a Shavuos. It's a directive. It's something we could work on to get there. We have weeks left to do to work on it. In Mirtz Hashem, we should work on it together, and it should be a kevaldiga, a schol for this man and for a lifetime of shteiger.